Tight game the first two periods. What was the difference in the third? Did you guys break out?
We had a little regroup there at the end of the second. We just had to play quicker, get pucks in. Not turning the puck over, which I thought we did pretty well in the third, and we had a couple goals.
That goal of yours, what'd you think of the overtime?
That's the call that they made, and watching the replay, my skate kind of kicks the goalie's pad in, so that's what the call was, and you just got to move on.
That kill is continuing to build momentum. What does two short handed goals do for this team going forward?
Yeah, obviously, when our PK could contribute some offense, it's always good, and I think the past couple of games we've kind of been on a little bit of a roll, and just sticking to our plan, just building off of each game and working as a unit.
Anthony, talk about the chemistry between you and Killorn. It seems like whenever you guys are out there 5-on-5, PK, overtime, that you guys seem to be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, since I got here a couple years ago, me and Killorn have been pretty much playing together all the time. So we have a good read off each other. He's big, he's strong, he works so hard, he makes plays, he's fast. So it's really easy to play with him. Even Joe on our wing there, he brings a whole lot of speed to our line. And I think we just have some good chemistry there. Like I said, we kind of read off each other, and have a lot of fun playing with them.
What would you attribute your uptick in scoring this year? I mean, obviously, it's tough to see the 4-goal game streak end, but I'm sure you're not thinking about that. But any changes to your offensive game or the way you're playing? Because you're still playing that 200-foot game.
Yeah, just trying to get some more shots through, trying to get to the net, kind of just sticking to my game. Obviously, you're going to go on a little bit of hot streak and cold streaks too throughout the season, ups and downs. So I think the main focus is just kind of sticking to it.
When they were reviewing your goal, did you think it was going to go your way? Or?
On the bench, it was kind of, some guys said it maybe kicked my foot, kind of kicked the pad in and stuff. So it could have gone either way. And, that's the call that they made on the ice. That's what the review saw. So, you just got to move on and keep going.
How much difference have you seen in Palat this season? It seems like since camp, he's really come in determined and dangerous out there.
Yeah, he's, every time he's out on the ice, he's creating something. He's so good defensively. You see how many block shots he has every night. He's always getting the lane. So, he's got some speed there. He's making plays. He's putting pucks in that. So, really happy for him, and hope he continues going.
So these last couple games, you guys have gotten back to that quick strike ability where you score one goal and it's 2-3 add up. It seems like the last two games has really been like that, like it was last year.
Yeah, I think we kind of, we're just feeding off each other, feeding off each line. So, one line goes out there, gets a goal, and the guys are kind of fired up a bit, and we just continue going. Every line seems to be going and contributing. So, I think we're just coming in waves along.
Thanks, man.
Yep.